Okay, we're on the Mishnah Tzadik Ches Amar Aleph. A Pesach Shinasarev Bisvachim, Korban Pesach got mixed up with other Korbanos. So Kulam Yiru at Yistavu, so you let them all get a mum, the Yimachru, and then you sell them. The Yavi B'dmei HaYocha Shubahem Yiminze, you don't know which is which. So you bring from the most expensive one, each of the korbanos, v'dmei hayofa shebemin zeh, the yatzer hamoser beiso, and whatever extra money it's going to be. For instance, if he had three animals, one was worth $100 and two were worth $50, and he doesn't know which is which, so he has to bring $100 animal for every korban, so he ends up spending $300 instead of $200. Nisari b'bechoros, if it got mixed up with bechoros, there's two problems with two differences with a Bechor. One is that you can't sell a Bechor, and you can't redeem it. And secondly, a Bechor and a Korban Pesach are very similar in how you bring them. So Shimon Omer, Im Chaburas Kohanim Yochel. So if you have a Chabura completely of Kohanim, so they can eat the Bechor too, so then they eat the Bechor as Bechor and as Korban Pesach together. Not whatever it is, they're Yotze. Rashi, a Pesach in the start of his welcome. Shloshet Tloim. He had three sheep. Echad shel Pesach, the Echad shel Asham, the Echad shel Ola. One was a Pesach, one was an Asham, one was an Ola. In the start of a Pesach they made him, and the Pesach got mixed up, and you don't know which is which. Kulam yiru at shitstavu, v'yimachru, the yavi b'dmei ha'yofa shaben Ola, the shema ha'yofa Ola ha'yim. Right, so you don't know now, again, which was the $100 sheep, and which was the $50 sheep. So you bring from what's it called, the money of the $100 one in Ola, uvidmei hayofa shebohen Asham, and also you bring $100 for an Asham, shema hayofa Asham haya, uvidmei hayofa shebohen Pesach, im kodim Pesach, nistavu. This is before Pesach, and you're still going to bring one of them as a kodim Pesach, so you also buy $100 Pesach. And if it's after Pesach that it happened, then it's a shlomim. So you bring that one as a shlomim. The shema hayofa Pesach hayu. For also Moser shutzorek lahosif al hashnayim at shaviu l'dmei hayofa shebohen yasim ibeso mishalom. And that money that he has to add to bring three at the price of the most expensive one, he that comes out of his pocket. Then tomer harehu machlif. Once you sold them and you generated the money, if you're adding the money or whatever, it's possible that you're bringing the wrong carbon from the wrong money. When you redeem the animal on the money, the kedusha of the animal now goes onto the money. So whatever it was, that's what it is. And you don't know which money is which. The aim is shani mikdush l'kedusha. You can't change the money to a different kedusha. So how do you bring from this money the three animals when you may be bringing the wrong animal from the wrong money? So the Gemara says, "Kishabol lechalul la behemos kachuosa." So you do it the following way: im yofa shabohen shava sela. If the most expensive was worth a sela, so maybe gimel shloim beisa. You bring three shloim. You take the first $100 and you say wherever the kedusha of the Ola is should be chal on this money, should be transferred to this money. So then wherever the Ola is, its kedusha is on that money. Wherever the Asham is, its kedusha should be transferred on the next $100 and so on. So that way, you don't have a problem of using the wrong money for the wrong carbon. Wherever the kedusha of the Asham is, you know it's on this money, and similar to the Ola Mishlami, or the Pesach. Nisari b'Bechoros, Shematin Dom and Matin Dam Pesach Shoda. Bechoros, the same way that you have one Matin Dam of what's it called by a Bechor, is the same thing by Korban Pesach. The other ones you need Shnayim Sheinarba. Put them on the corners of the caddy corners of the Mizbeach. But it's a different Matan Dam. But here, the Bechor and the Pesach are the same exact Matan Dam. And both a Bechor and a Korban Pesach don't need to waive the Chazi and Shok, they don't need Smicha, they don't need Nesachim. So basically the same Korban. So Pshiran Omer and Kol HaChabura Kula Kohanim Hayu, if all the people who are Nimna on this Korban Pesach are Kohanim, Yochlu Es Kulam Bo B'Laila. So you eat both of these Korbanos at night, one for Bechor and one for Pesach. And you bring them the same exact way. Right? And you have kavana, whichever this korban is, that's what I'm bringing it for. So if it's a Pesach, it's a Pesach. If it's a Bechor, it's a Bechor. But either way, you do the same thing to it. The yikra Pesach l'shem Pesach, kol makom shehu. The ha-Bechor is l'shem Bechor, b'chol makom shehem. And eat them, leil Pesach. That's what Rav Shimon holds. Or it says, how could you do that? How could you eat them both? Right? If it got mixed up, or it got mixed up with two others, how could you eat all three? Right, as B'Kedushas Bechorah and Pesach, Bechorah, Bechor is eaten for 2 days and a night. Korban Pesach is only eaten till Chatzos, right, that night. So what you're doing is you're causing a Korban to not be able to be eaten, it's full time. If you treat them, if you don't wait, or whatever, assume a second what the other Eitzah is, because you can't sell it, you can't redeem it. It's a Bechor. So, but this Eitzah is not an Eitzah, says the Gemara. Because you're maybe kachim lebeis apsul, Rashi, v'hakamaisi kachim lebeis apsul, l'Rav Shimon kapara. Asking on the last case of Rav Shimon, the mamayit bisman achilus abasar v'sofer lenosar aboker shalokadit. You're going to burn it before really the time is that one of them you could still eat, or two of them, whichever one's the bechor could be eaten for 2 days and a night, and you're going to stop eating it already the night before and burn it as nosar during the time that really you could eat it. But you don't know which one it is. Mishum Safik Pesach. V'havi lo l'maymer yiru shedina b'chor l'shnei yomim v'lai lo echot. What he should have said is that he should get a mum, and then we'll see what the Eitzah is, what to do with a b'chor bal mum. Even though you can't redeem it, there's another Eitzah, what to do with it. Samara says, Rav Shimon l'tanei, d'omer v'yim kachim, v'yim absur, Rav Shimon does not choshish for that. Rav Shimon holds you allowed, right, where there's a shayla. This is a takana, better than letting it get a mum, to bring it mamish as a korban and decrease the time that you're allowed to eat it is not a problem. That's a better option than letting it get a mum. Tisnan, Oshem Shinasari Bishlamim, if you have an Oshem that got mixed up with a Shlamim, Rabbi Shimon Omer Yishchetu Bitsafam, you should check them both Bitsafam. A Shlamim doesn't have to be shechted Bitsafam. You can check it anywhere in the Azara. But an Asham has to be shechted Bitsafam. So shech them both Bitsafam, just in case it's an Asham. The Yochlu Kechomer Shebohen, and eat them only a day and a night. An Asham only can be eaten a day and a night. And a Shlamim is eaten 2 days and a night. So eat them only till a day and a night. So, and the Matan Damim is the same by a Shlamim and an Asham. It's Shnei Matanah Shehein Arba. So therefore, bring them both. Say, if this is an Asham, I'm bringing it as an Asham. If it's a Shlamim, I'm bringing it as a Shlamim on both of them. And then shech them where both of them are kosher, bitzafon, and eat them when both of them are kosher to be eaten. And you yotze. Amru lo, ain't with the kachon beis apsul. The Rabbanan hold no, you can't bring kachon beis apsul. You're one of them. You're eating less time the Shlamim than you could have eaten it, and you're burning the noser early. And Rav Shimon holds no, that's preferable to letting it get a mum. Rashi. Neviim kachim leisapsul lemayit bisman achilasa mutav milanatka l'riyah. It's better to be memayit in the time that you can eat it rather than letting it get a mum. Yishchetu b'tzafon kechomer ashem, like an ashem has to be shechted in the north of the Azara. The lokish shlamim b'chol makom, not like a shlamim which can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. The yochlu kechomer shabohen ketoris ha'ashem, and you eat it as if it would be an ashem for 1 day and a night. The Zichrei Kohuna, and only Zichrei Kohuna can eat it. Not a Shlamim, anybody can eat. But an Asham, only the Zicharim of Kohanim can eat it. Liyom V'layla. Lifni Minakloim. And it has to be eaten in the Azor. Can't be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So you eat both of them as if they would be an Asham. L'beis Apsul, Shimamayit Bizman Achilas HaShlamim Eli Yiru. Rabbanan hold no. You don't be Mamayit in one of them in the eating time, better should let it get a mum and redeem it. Gemara says, V'rabbanan heichi avdinan. According to Rabbanan, what do you do then? By the case of the Bechor. Right? Rashi. V'rabbanan da'amri ein mevi'in. Heichi avdinan lepesach shinzara b'bechoros. According to Rabbi Shimon, you eat them like what's it called, like a Pesach. But according to Rabbanan, you can't do that because you're memayit in the achila of the Bechor. So what do you do? Bishlam agabi ashram shinasar, bishlam mo pesach shinasar, ba'olav ashram, ikalameima yiruvi machruvi avi bidmeim osana korbanos kedamar and leher. By where the pesach got mixed up with other korbanos except the Bechor, so you wait till it gets a mum, you sell it, and you then buy new korbanos to take their place. Avo Bechor nemar bo lo tipada, the ain lo pidyon. Says by Bechor, you can't redeem it. It can't be redeemed. The ain lo tofis is dumb. You can't exchange the kedusha of the Bechor on money. The ain lo yotzi mikdushas alachul alamos, el anochal b'mum al kohen. So what the only thing you can do with it is wait till it gets a mum, and then you don't sell it or whatever, the kohen eats it b'mum al. As a regular animal, not as a korban, as a mum, the kohen eats it. It's his money. Pesach bar pidyon hu, they don't necho below pidyon. And Pesach, you have to be poder. You can't stam eat it without being poder. So what do? Right? One of them is a bechor and can't be nifta, and one of them is a Pesach and has to be nifta. So what do? So Mara says, Amar Rava, namtin lo ad shiyumamu. You wait till they both get a mum. The yavi behema shmeina, you bring one fat animal, right? Velema kol heicha de isila Pesach tochul aleho. Right? Wherever the Pesach is, should be chal on this animal. The high, the ochel hu betoris bechor bal mum. And then you eat the both of them, right? Now you, what's it called? One of them now was a Pesach that was redeemed. So you're bringing this new korban either as a shlamim or as a Pesach. You have two animals left that have a mum. So the halacha is that Kohen eats the Bechor bal mum. So now Kohen eats both of them, both of the first two, right? Because if it's a Bechor, he's eating it as a Bechor bal mum. If it's the Pesach, it's already been redeemed. So you can eat it. There's no problem. Rashi. Mamtinachi, you move yovi behem shmeina biyofa shabohen. You buy the an animal of the most expensive one of them. The name of Kohecha de Isil the Pesach Techot. And you say, wherever the Pesach is, its Kedusha should be chal on this new animal. Kedusha se yahanech mos, on the money, and then you buy with the money a shlamim or whatever. Maisi bahanech mos shlamim, kedin mos or a Pesach. And you buy a shlamim, like you would, what's it called, for any Pesach that's left over. And the other ones, the one that you redeemed, and the other one, right? We don't know which one you redeemed, you don't know which is the other one. But whichever it is a Bechor Bal Mum. The Torah is Bechor Bal Mum, the Ezui Torah. So what's the halach of a Bechor Bal Mum? Ein nishchet be'itlis. You don't shecht it in a shlachtois, you shecht it privately. The ein nimker be'itlis. You don't sell it in a butcher shop. The ein nishko belitra, you don't weigh it like you weigh other meat, right? The imhoya makir a pesach shenifta. If you knew that this was a pesach, that the animal, which one was the one that you redeemed l'shem pesach, you wouldn't have to do that, right? Hayeshochto mochro beitlizim yirtza. Once an animal is redeemed, right? Bechor can't be redeemed, but once an animal is redeemed, and the money now becomes kodesh, and the animal is no longer kodesh. So you could sell it in a butcher shop. You could hang it up. You could weigh it. Doesn't make a difference. A Bechor, you can't do that to even after it got a mum. So you treat both of the animals like a Bechor bal mum. Okay. Chabura she'ovad pischa. You have a group that lost their korban Pesach. V'omru le'echot seyu bakesh u'shchot oleinu. And they told somebody, made a shliach, and they said, go and look for our korban Pesach and shecht it for us. Find it and shecht it. V'holach u'matzo v'shachat, and he went and he found the korban Pesach and he shecht it for them. The heim lochu v'shachtu, and they got scared. They saw he wasn't coming back, so they went and bought another korban Pesach and shecht it that. So im shalom nishchat rishon, if the korban that he found was before shechted it before they shechted theirs, hu ochil mishalo, the heim ochil mishalo, since he was a shliach. So his korban was chal for them too. You see from here, Rashi says in the tshuva that just the fact that they shechted another korban Pesach, or even had they made another shliach to shef for them Korban Pesach, doesn't mean they're mevatel the first shliach. They just were doing this for to be extra careful, right, for security. But if the first guy would have found it, they still wanted him to be the shliach. So therefore, what's it called, if his was shefted first, then he was a shliach for them, and that was their Korban Pesach, right? And the second one is Moser HaPesach. He brings it as a shlomo. Or it was what's it called? They already shefted it, so tough luck. So that one is you burn. Yotzei l'beis ha'sreifa. The im shelohem nishchat rishon. If they shefted theirs before he found the other one and had a chance to sheft it, then heim ochel mishlohem, they eat the one that they shefted, the second one. The hu ochel mishlohem, and he eats from the first one. V'im eina yodea yodua eisa meyem nishchat rishon. If you're not sure which one was first, then o sheshoch du shneim keechad, or you find out they did it exactly the same time, hu ochel mishlohem, so he eats the one that he shefted. Right, that's his Korban Pesach. He had no connection to them, except to bring a Pesach for them. But he had no connection to the Pesach they brought afterwards. He never told them to do that for him. The heim einam ochlim imo, they can't eat with him because maybe their Pesach was first. The shelahen yetsu lebeis hasreifa upturi milasos Pesach sheni. So their Korban is burnt because they can't eat that one either because maybe his was first. So we don't know which Korban Pesach they were nimna on. So therefore, they can't eat either one. And Mela, their Korban has no minuyim on it anymore, so you burn it. But they're parted from Pesach Sheni, because Manavshach, they were Yotzei. We don't know which one they were Yotzei with. But Mimanavshach, they were Yotzei. Korban Pesach, they don't bring Pesach Sheni. Okay, Rashi. Tseu Bakeshes Ha'avud, go and find the lost one, who shchot Oleinu, and shecht it for us. Im shalom nishchat rishon hoel v'heim amru lo shchot olenu. Since they made him a shliach to shech, al shalom heim nimnim. So the ma'isa, his was first, and their Korban Pesach was chal on that one. So they were all part of his chabura. Yeshuv ein yecholim limonos al shalom. Therefore, once they were yotzei Korban Pesach, they can't have a second Korban Pesach. So the one that they shechted, which happened to be after they were yotzei Korban Pesach already, is not a Pesach. U'mishalohen yisorek, the Pesach below Bailimu. Comes out that Korban Pesach was the Korban Pesach when it was shefted, and it had no Bailim, because the Bailim were already Yotzei Korban Pesach with the first one. The Oakland, Kula Mishalo, and everybody eats from that first Korban Pesach that was lost. The Im Shalohem Nishchat Rishon, Hu Ocha Mishalo, Shari Lo Nimna Shalohem. He eats from that one, because he had no connection to their Korban Pesach. The Heim Ochli Mishalohem, and they eat theirs. Shari Chazru Behem Min Ha'avud, Umashri Devimen. They decided to forget about the first Korban Pesach and to be minded themselves on the second. And they could change their minds. V'hein einan ochlimo, shema shelohem nishchat rishon v'nim shechum izeh. They can't eat his because maybe, what's it called, theirs was the one that was first. V'shelohem yetzel beis hasreifa, shema shelohem nishchat rishon v'ein nimnim ha'asheni. And you can't, then theirs has to go and be burnt. Because maybe his was first, and they already were Yotzei Korban Pesach. So this one is burnt. Upturin Pesach Sheni, we mimana shabarisho nimnu, the achila lamakva. Right? The pater from Pesach Sheni, because the maisa mimana shab, one of these korbanos was for them. And the fact that they can't eat from either one is not ma'akiv. Achila shab is not ma'akiv. Okay, that's one case. Next case. Omer lahem, im icharti su'u v'shichtu alai. Right? Now, what happened is like this. The Chabura told Reuven, go and find the Korban Pesach that got lost and shefted for us. He said, yeah, but what happens if I can't find it? And it gets late. So if you see that it's getting late, you shecht for me. And have me in mind. Right? So now, it's possible that he was Nimna on their second Korban Pesach. Right? And that's what happened. Got late. And they shechted Korban Pesach for him. And for themselves. And the fact is that he did find it, he just never got back to them. And he shefted Korban Pesach for himself and for them. So now we have to know who was first. Both of them have shaitas to each other. So he went and shefted Korban Pesach, and they didn't know that he did, and they thought it was getting late, and they shefted for him and for themselves another Korban. If theirs was first, then everybody eats from the second one. The im shalom nishkat rishon hu ocho mishalom v'hein ochli mishalohem. And if his was first, then he eats from that one, and they had intention to make what's it called, to make korban pesach for him and for themselves, so they have kavanah to be, what's it called, take themselves off that korban pesach. So they eat from their own korban pesach. Then eino yadua ezu mehem nishkat rishon. If you don't know which one was first, o sheshachtu shneim ke'echod, or they shechted them at the same time, hein ochli mishalohem, they eat theirs, because they had kavanah to go away from the one that was lost. So their korban pesach is the second one. But who ain't ochli mahem, he can't eat with them, because, what's it called, maybe his korban was made first. So he was already yotzei korban pesach with the first one. So he can't be nidden on the second one. B'shaloh yetzel beis ha'sreifa, and his korban goes and is burned. Because maybe it was second, and he was yotzei with the second one, with the second animal that was shechted first. And he's also potter from Pesach Sheni, because Mimonashach, he was yotzei with one of them. We said we don't know which one. Okay, Rashi.
Why did they eat from
this? What?
Why, if it's Shalom Nishkat Rishon?
Because they had kavanah to what's it called, to be Moshe. He told them, look, if I see I'm late, then forget about me, and you make Korban Pesach for me and for yourselves. So when they did it, they had kavanah not to have the first one anymore. They were Moshech Yodayim.
The first case,
he never said make for me. So they were making for themselves, and they also told him to make for them. So they didn't have kavanah to be Moshe. What? But they were Yotzei ready with the other one.
But here
they weren't Yotzei with the other one, because they made the stipulation that what's it called, that they could be Moshech Yodayim. If they see his coming late, they decided to
even
not.
After he shechted already for them.
What?
Even after he shechted already for them. Here he shechted. Yeah. Shalom Rishon, then they could take their away from his. Take their. He already shechted.
We'll see. Okay. In any case, let's see Rashi first. Omer lohem, imi charti shichtu alai, yochid shehalech levakshu, the guy who went to find the korban pesach, and if he'd find it, he would shecht it for them and for him, right? So he said to them, if I'm late, you see I'm getting late, then don't depend on me, shecht for me too. Okay? Omer levnei chabura, imi charti shichtu alai, vehamnuni imochem, right? And have me also for that. The hein lo amru shchot aleinu, and they didn't say to him, you shech for us. This case talking where they didn't say to him, you shech for us. Hu ocheli mohen, v'shelo yisorek. The kiven shimnu al shalohen, harin nimshech min harishon, v'chazer v'mishlichuso. In other words, they just told him, you go find it and use it for yourself. Not shech it for us. Masha'en kain, what's it called, he told them, fine, but if I can't find it, and see it's getting late, then you shech for me. So here, it's the opposite case. They can shecht for him, but he's not shechting for them. He's just going to shecht it for himself. Get a new chabura. Maybe theirs was shechted first, and he was included in that. The nim shech mishalo shari asan shluchim. He made them shluchim, but they didn't make him a shliach. Upatr mitas hasheini mimonav shal barishon yotza. Okay. Now the next case. So we have two cases so far. One where they told him to shech for them, and one where he told them to shech for him, but vice versa, not in each case. Now we go to the case where they both told him. Omar lahen va'amru lo. They told him, shech for us if you find it. And he told them, shech for me if it gets late. Then, ochlin kulam min arisha. And whichever one was shechted first, everybody eats from that one. And the other one goes with Beis HaSreifa. Then Ein Yadua Ezum Enishul Rishon, if we don't know which one was first, Shneim Yotzim Beis HaSreifa, both of them have to be burned, because nobody can eat, because we're not sure who's Nimna on what. Right? Rashi, Omer Lahem, Shichtu Alai Yim Yicharti, Va'omru Lo Bakeshu Shchot Aleinu, then Yochlu Kula Min Arishon, Tehem Shlucha V'hu Shlucha. Whichever one was first, either the Shliach was first, so everybody's nimmed on that, or theirs was first, they're also shluchim for him. Then ein yadua eis anishchut rishon yisrafu shneim upturin pesach sheni, because manav shach, both of them were yotzei, we just don't know which one. Okay? Lo amar lahem, velo amru lo. Neither one told the other one to do it for them. They said, look, we lost our carbon Pesach, you go find it and you use it. And the guy said, fine. And he didn't tell them, in case I'm late, you shecht for me. He just went to find it, he's sure he's going to find it, he's going to make that carbon Pesach, and they're going to make a new one. So then, enachroim, zelazet, they have no connection one to the other. And they eat their carbon Pesach, and he eats his carbon Pesach, it doesn't make a difference which one was first or what. Enachroim, zelazet, enachroim, zetayin, zelazet, they have no connection one with the other. The ein zev zeh choshen is an initial reason. We don't care which one was first. Each one is as a separate, independent carbon Pesach. Elahein ochel mishalah, hamvu ochel mishalo. Okay, shtei chaburos nisarbu pischehim. Another case. You have two chaburos, chabura A and chabura B. And their carbonos got mixed together. We don't know whose is carbon Pesach A and which one's carbon Pesach B. So Elu Moshkala and Echad, the Elu Moshkala and Echad. So each one takes one of the animals, okay? Echad ne Elu Balo Eitzo Elu. One of the A's goes to Chabura B, and one of the B's goes to Chabura A. Okay? The Echad ne Elu Balo Eitzo Elu. The Kachim Omrim, and they say the following. Im Shalonu Hu HaPesach HaZeh. If this Pesach is ours, Group A, says, and they have now one guy from B in their chabura. So they say, if this Korban Pesach was Korban Pesach A, then Adarabah, then this is our Korban Pesach, and you have changed your mind to be on Korban Pesach A, you B. So Yodecha Meshuchos Meshochav and Yimtzel Shalom. Then you are taking yourself away from Korban Pesach B and making yourself a part of the chabura Pesach A. Yim Shalchorat has, but this is really Korban Pesach D. So all these A's are bringing Korban Pesach D. Then Yadena Meshuchas, then we're going to go away from A, and we're going to join you on B. Okay. V'nimnein Rashalchor. Right? We'll see, you have to do this, because you don't want to leave the Korban Pesach without any Bailim. There has to be somebody left, right, when you make this Tanai that was from the original Korban Pesach. Otherwise, it's possible that nobody is left from the original group on that Korban Pesach. V'chein, let's see Rashi till here. Elu Moshe Mohen Echad min Apsachim. Each one takes one of the animals. The Elu Moshe Echad. This group takes one animal. This one takes the other animal. It may be that this is their Korban Pesach. Maybe it's the other guys. Echad min Dechabura Zu Bolo Eitzel Chabura Zu. The Echad Mizu Bolo Eitzel Zu. And you, one of the A's goes to group B, and one of the B's goes to group A. The Chainheim Omrim, and they say the following. La'osa Yochin HaBetzlan. They say the following to the A's, say to the B who now joined their group. Im Shalonuhu Pesach Zeh, if this Pesach is really Pesach A. So we A's, what's it called? That's our Korban Pesach. And you're an intruder here. So Shemishkenu Eleinu v'yofa biran Rishol. We were lucky and we got the right one for us. Mishoch yodecha mishalcha. You have kavana then to leave your original chabura B and join A. Right? The himanu hashalonu. And now you are joining our chabura. Dim shalchok. But what happens if we made a mistake and this is really Pesach B? So it's your carbon Pesach. Then we have kavana to take ourselves off of A. And we're now going to be together with you with B. Hare ato alav, so this is your carbon Pesach, the Yadenu Meshuchos Mishalanu, and we're going to change from our original carbon Pesach to this one. Ve'elav nechabu acheres, v'nininu alzeh shalcha, nimtza im hichlifu, harizeh humshichu kol chabura v'chabura mishalohem, v'nimnu alzeh shabiru. Nice, it comes out that each one now is nimne on the carbon that they're shechting. Either this was their original korban, or they changed korbanos. The chen b'nei chaburash niyom remu yochad abo etzlan. The al korchenu tzorich echad mi elu lovu etzul elu v'lim sohen. Why do you need the B to come to A and the A to go to B? Why don't you just all the A's say, look, if this is our korban Pesach, then fine. And if not, we have kavana, all of us, to leave our original korban Pesach and to make this. The law I'm bringing Yimshichu Eilu Mishalahem B'chol Mokum Shu the Eilu Mishalahem V'yavsru V'yimnu Eilu Alo Echad V'Eilu Alo Echad. Why don't we just say that they have Kavana to change Korbanos? Why do you have to have somebody else that for sure is part of this carbon mimamisha. Why mishum damlin bebrayse b'gemara bein Rabbi Yehuda bein Rabbi Yosi asur limshach kol bnei chabura min haPesach lanichob lo bailim. It's asur to leave a carbon Pesach without any bailim, even for a minute. Now, the whole chabura to leave the carbon Pesach and to say, well, if this was not our carbon Pesach, then we're leaving all of us our original carbon Pesach and we're making this one. And then the other group's going to say, if this wasn't our original carbon Pesach, we're leaving our carbon Pesach making this one. So what happens is, one of the carbon Pesachs for a minute didn't have any bailim until the other ones now took it over. The achshav kshoechem nadei achabur azu bo eitzol achabur acheres mimonachshav ein kam Pesach lo bailim. But now that we have one person from the other group who joins each other group, right? An A joins B and a B joins A, then mimonachshav, one person at least, either all the A's were still on the original carbon, or at least this B was on that original carbon. If they were lucky and they got their A carbon, so all the A's are still, were never left their carbon. Except for the A who joined B. And now he's going to bring carbon Pesach B. That's only one out of the Kachabura. The Imhein Hichlifu, but if they made the wrong choice, and now this is group A on carbon Pesach B, right, so carbon Pesach A hasn't lost all its violin, because one guy from A is now going to bring it together with Chabura B, who are going to, change to Pesach B. Hari holech echad mehem im Chabura hacheres, kshemashu hanosorim, esedeh mimenu nishahu alav. Okay, next case. Vechein chamesh Chaburo shel chamisha chamisha, v'shel asor asorah. You have five groups of five or ten groups of ten. Do the same thing. Whatever you have. You have a group of five groups of five people each. Okay? So what do? So each one takes one of the five carbon Pesachs, right? And they say, look, if we're lucky and we really got our carbon Pesach, there's no problem. If not, then what you have is take, let's say, A, B, C. You have all the A's, one A stays on each carbon. You split all the A's, each A, five A's now go to each one of the carbonos. B's, so you have now chaburas made of A, B, C, D, E. Five chaburas of A, B, C, D, E. So somebody is for sure for that carbon. We don't know who. And the other ones push themselves away from their original carbonos and become on that. And there's somebody left on each one, no matter which one it is, there's an A, B, C, D, E, whether this carbon was carbon A or carbon B or carbon C or carbon whatever.
You have 10, you might have 10 people on it. You need 11 people on it.
Yes, the Gemara just takes the easy case where you have five groups of five or ten groups of ten. But if you don't have enough people to go around, then it becomes okay. Zebos etzelze. One second. V'chein chamish chabura shal chamish chamish. B'nei adam shenis arvu kisreim. Kol chabura v'chabura moshkin lohem echad min apsachim. Each of the five chaburas get one animal. And the five split themselves up, one on each of the other five. Korbanos. And now, at least one person is the one who's supposed to be for that korban. Because there's representatives of all five groups on all five korbanos. וכן הם אומרים, כשנעשו אתו חבורס חדושים, אומרים הארבוע לאחד, אם שלחו הוא פסח זה ידי ארבוסינו משוכים מארבוע פסחינו בכל מקום שהם, ונינים יפות מיוח. And the other four say to the one who is, what's it called, they say to him, look, if this is your carbon Pesach, then we're taking ourselves away from our carbon Pesach and being with you. And each one says that to all the others. So whatever it is, that's the chabura. V'chein kol chabura v'chabura. Each one says it to the other one, and each chabura does goes through the whole process. Okay. Shnayim shnesarvu pishreihem. You have two people that their korban pesach got mixed up together. Zem moshech lo echad. The zem moshech lo echad. The what's it called? So each one takes one animal. Right, they only have two people now. Okay. So now they can't say, well, if this is my Korban Pesach, fine. If not, I take myself off my Korban Pesach, because then you're leaving without any owner. So each one now has to find another guy to be Maman on his Korban Pesach. Get somebody from the Shuk. Zeb Beitzel Zeb, Zeb Beitzel Zeb. The Kachim Omrin. And they say the following. Im Shalihu Pesach Zeb, if this is my Korban Pesach, then what's it called? Then you, what's it called? The new guy, right? You're part of me. The im shalchol pesach zeh. But if it's your carbon pesach, then you are dying mishuchos mishali. That I'm leaving mine, but there's still going to be somebody else on that carbon because there's what's on the carbon because I made somebody else together with me. Minis yal shalchol Rashi. Shinisarvu kishchem, Ruvain v'shimen, Shinisarvu kishchem, Ruvain moshech lo echad, v'shimen moshech lo echad. So Ruvain takes one of the korbanos, and Shimon takes the other. Ruvain holech memana imo es Levi, min ashuk. Ruvain then gets Levi to be together with him on this korban Pesach. V'omer komokum shu Pesach shali, harei ato nimno lov. You're going to be nimna wherever my korban Pesach is. Okay? I don't know which one it is. It may be this one, it may be the other one. But whichever one was originally mine, that's the one you have intention to be part of. Shimon memani moes Yehuda min ashok. Shimon does the same thing with Yehuda. And he tells him, I don't know which one of these is my korban pesach. Whichever it is, that's the one you're on. The ash of Yushnaim al kol echad kol makom shok. Now you have two people on both korbanos, wherever they are. We don't know the second guys which one they're nimna on, but they're nimna on one of them. And the opposite one. So Zeb Bats Etzel Zeb, Ruvain Balo Etzel Pesach Shemashach Lo Shimon, Ruvain goes to the Pesach that Shimon took, the Shimon Balo Etzel Pesach Shemashach Lo Ruvain. And Shimon, and Ruvain goes to the one that Shimon took, and Shimon took the Ruvain. The Cain Omer Ruvain Li Yehuda, Hanishra Pesach Shabira Lo Shimon. So Ruvain says to Yehuda, who Shimon took as his partner, Im Shelchahu Pesach Zeb, Shiyotha Bira Lo Shimon Tchila. If this is your Korban Pesach, in other words, it's Shimon. So now you and Shimon are on this Korban Pesach. Hare yodai mishuchas mishali, v'hareini nimne mechal zeh. So I give up my original Korban, and I'm together with you on this one. V'im shalihu Pesach zeh, but if this is mine, shalo kivnu levara tchila yotha, v'ein zeh Pesach shenim nisolav im Shimon, right? Then hare yodecha mishuchos mishalcha, then you should have kavana to go away from your original carbon, v'himon al zeh, and now change to this one. V'kach utzrach kolecha v'himon es echa minashuk. Why do they have to get a second person? Why can't they just say, if this is mine, fine. If not, I intend to leave this one and go to the other one. And the other one say the same thing. She'imbol l'hasnos k'shem yechidim v'lomer im shalihu pesach zeh v'shalcha Shalcha harayotha birarnu, because if they're going to say this without adding another person, then it's going to come out. Vimlav harayini moshik mishali, vinimna shalcha. Right? If they're going to say, look, if this is mine, fine. And if not, then I have kavana to change korbanos. And the other one says the same thing. Harayhu meniach pescho kemoshu kolomer below Bible. It's going to come out that if they made a mistake, then each korban pesach remained without Bible for a minute. When they switched, Shadain lo nimdu acher olav, v'afil le Rabbi Yosi lesley, right? Even Rabbi Yosi holds you can't do that. V'halek ol neimer sheyim ne kol echad al shel chaveiro kodem shim shech mishalov. You can't say each one should be nimna on the other one before he goes away from his original one. Dehanimna al shnei psachim ein zemin. You can't be nimna on two psachim. So at one point, somebody's going to have to leave his korban pesach completely to be nimna with the other one. That can't do. So you have to get somebody from the shuk, so somebody's remains on each korban pesach when they make the when they make the switch.